Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Now, as we saw that the word inn is not the word for hotel like we think of, or that would have been used in the Greek, when it says that Mary and Joseph came to an inn, it was more like a family residence, and therefore there was no room. And many people think that Jesus was born in a stable because there was no room in the inn, the way the English translates it. However, the word stable is really what we think of when we think of all those manger scenes. And is that accurate? Well, what we end up seeing is that the word that is used there is for a feeding trough. And there would have been feeding troughs that would have been both inside and outside of the homes. And so what you end up having in those homes back then is you'd have animals that would live inside the house, not just outside the house. And so it is conceivable that there was no more room upstairs in the house that Mary's and Joseph were staying in, and therefore they were downstairs in part of the house that was where some of the animals would be. And therefore they were sitting there with nowhere to put Jesus after he was born, and Mary put him in a feeding trough. Now, that doesn't mean that it's outside in a stables, in a barn, the way many of us think. I hope this doesn't ruin your manger scenes that you have at home. But the reality is, it would have been more likely that she was born inside of a home with the feeding trough inside.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content, or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.